Greetings. We are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
The trials
that you are going through are not for you, but they're preparing you so that you have something to say when the people who God is sending to you sit at your feet.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
How shallow we would be if we've never been through nothing. How incomplete our ministering would be if we've never endured.
Yes.
How impotent. God would not be able to depend on us, because when people come with us with real issues,
yes.
Not, ouch, I stubbed my toe, pray for me. No, I mean real issues.
Yes. Yes.
I have a Jezebel spirit. I broke up 3 churches. Help me. I am a mistress. I've broken up 7 marriages. Help me. Help me.
Yes,
I don't know what to do. I have a spirit of lust. Matter of fact, the Lord is even showing me now, the Lord is saying, even on this call, God wants to deal with you in the spirit of lust. There's things in our hearts that we don't tell nobody.
Yes.
But you need help. God is saying, what will you tell them if you never dealt with it and conquered
Amen.
It? And conquered it. See, that's the key. Conquered it. Conquered it. Endured. Passed the test. You don't qualify. See, it's amazing to me. You don't qualify to even talk to anybody, to even minister to anybody, if you yourself haven't even passed your own test. It boggles my mind how many people have not become conquerors and victorious in their situation, but then they feel like they're called and they want to go and be a pastor over everything. I've seen it. I've seen it. Men who have huge lust spirits and still battling with it, but then decided to make themselves a pastor, and they think that
My
they
God.
Can help deliver some people. Now, every woman of God that comes to the ministry ends up being molested by the pastor.
You want
to
get
ends up being molested by the pastor.
My God.
Ends up being messed up because the shepherd himself was perverted, and then we all say how the anointing runs down. Well, so does the curse. So does the enemy's oil. Mm-hmm. And that Amen. Same perversion that is on the head infiltrates. You think you ushering in the spirit of God? It boggles my mind. How you're out of order with God and you saying you ushering in the spirit. No, whatever spirit is upon you, disobedience, lying, cheating, stealing, perversion, that's the spirit you ushering in. So you're right. 50%, you ushering in the spirit, but I don't know if it's the Holy Spirit.
Come on,
these are the things that God wants us to understand, and these are the things that I'm going to tell you today that will help you stay on the straight and narrow road. The straight and narrow road, motivating yourself. It happens to everybody, being discouraged. Your happiest moments, we could be laughing, hitting each other on the leg, belly laughs to almost you urinate on yourself. You got a stomach cramp. I mean, I've been there. I've laughed so hard, I couldn't even breathe. I think my heart stopped. I love laughing like that. But as soon as I laughed, it dissipates. As soon as I had all of that energy to motivate myself, I'm about to do this. I'm getting on the treadmill 2 hours, it dissipates. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm about to write this book. I'm sitting down. I got 2 hours. I'm about to get rid of 2 chapters in this book. The energy dissipates. Your energy suddenly dissolves in a moment. Your excitement of over-accomplishing the dream suddenly is gone. And as you wake up one morning, many people who have great potential and great dreams, you find out you're amongst them and you've lost your motivation to achieve.
Jesus.
I want to talk to you, because now after this day, you don't have an excuse. I'm going to talk to you about staying motivating yourself. When you drive by the graveyard Every time you drive by a graveyard or walk by a graveyard, remember this, that there are many inside those graves who are buried, but along with them are buried dreams, buried treasures, buried potential that never was fulfilled because they lost their motivation.
Wow.
It's not enough to have a great dream or even possess great skills, but you must learn the steps to take, what to do when all the reasons, drive, and enthusiasm for worthwhile goals have dissipated. It matters to me because I understand where you are. I've been there. I understand. You may say, but I'm going through a divorce. And divorces can be wrenching. They can destroy all motivations to live. Loss of a loved one. You may have had someone pass away.
Yes.
Loss of a loved one can birth uncommon grief. Disappointment. Yes. Disappointment in a love relationship can make you literally want to die and wish you could disappear. Loss of confidence. Hear me well. Loss of confidence in others or yourself can ruin you. And it is possible, hear me well, it is possible to regain lost motivation. It is necessary to regain lost motivation. It is easier than you think to regain your motivation. You can dream again. You can launch again. You can birth out again. You can accomplish again. You can do and fulfill your dreams again. So let's get to it. Number one, here's some keys to motivating yourself. I told you it's going to go real quick. Number one, know this. We got to give you some harsh reality. Everything can break down. Everything can burn out. Everything can crash. So if you know this, why are you so amazed? Why are you so astonished? It broke down. How could it? Oh, it crashed. Oh, it got burned out. Why are we so astonished? It's time to deal with reality. It can happen. Matter of fact, it will happen. You'll burn out. Something you're working on will break down. Something will crash and not complete. Well, guess what? That's not the time to lose and wallow in your despair. Lose your motivation and wallow in your despair. What do? You simply repair it. Mm-hmm. You must face it. Apostle Andrew did something wonderful. He did a Facebook Live. He talked about, I don't know if this was in the staff group or on his wall, but he talked about how you have to be confrontational. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Get over it. I'm sorry, if you're part of this ministry and you want to be like the generals, you're under our covering, you want to be birthed out, we're going to teach you to have thick skin. It won't work. This thing won't work. We're not going to wallow and patty cake you because you decide that you're tired of all the hurt and the pain of the world, and I'm so tired of all of this warfare, and I'm just going to stay in my secret place. I'm tired. Get over it. You'll never accomplish what God has for you just staying only in your secret place. You go there frequently, but God would even kick you out. He said, no, I'm tired of pacifying you. I'm tired of always wallowing and always cuddling you. Now I'm going to push you out of the secret place. Now go and preach. Go and lay hands. Go and teach. Go out and save and deliver and set free. But in order to do that, you got to face some things. You got to confront some things. You must face it. You must confront it. You must correct it. When things or people break down, burn out, or crash, face it, confront it, correct it. Permitting yourself to remain unmotivated will compound your problems. A lot of people, we don't like to confront it, so what we do is we look the other way, and we're hoping that it gets swept under the rug, and then when we turn around, whew, that was crisis averted. I didn't have to confront it. But the problem is still there. It's just multiplying under your lid. It compounds your problems until you lose everything. Because guess what? It's going to make you sick. It didn't go away. You just repositioned it. So it will make you sick. You'll lose everything, including your health. It could affect your family. You'll lose your family. You'll lose the very life itself. There's so many people who are died early because they chose not to confront it, and they just let those
right.
things that were tearing up their life just roll over them like a steamroller until the steamroller just rolled right over them and took their last breath. I'm just telling you the truth. Nobody is killing me. God is the only one that's going to have to take my breath. I'm not going to allow anyone to age me. I'm too beautiful to let you give me crow's feet unnecessarily. I'm too beautiful to let you keep me up at 3 a.m. and I'm biting my nails because of something you're saying about me or not doing. I'm sorry. If you want to be an effective leader, you got to learn how to confront things and let it go and let God. I'm getting my sleep every night. The only time I don't get my rest is if the Holy Spirit, he pulls my big toe and says, hey, Pearl, I want to talk to you. Or we're not already meeting him at 4 or 5 in the morning praying. You better get ownership over your life. You better get ownership over your dreams. You better take control. So many of us are not motivated because we've given it over to somebody else. We're depending on other people to motivate us, or we're depending on how other people treat us to keep us motivated. And if you are like that, you are losing every day. If I am to
right.
be progressive in my life because it depends on how you say you love me, or how you like my statuses, or how you call me up and say how beautiful I am going to lose years of my life, because it's not your job to tell me I'm beautiful. It's not your job to
Amen.
Tell me how much I'm
Amen.
Loved. Yes, it feels good, but I have to know it within myself. It is time for me to take control of my life, or take control of my motivation, so I can get things done. Matter of fact, you should want that for your life.
Amen.
You shouldn't want to give people control like that. Oh, they looked at me the wrong way, Apostle April. I'm not going to be right for 2 days. I just need to get off Facebook for 7 days and just regroup. Then you go ahead and take that 7 days. But I'm going to keep going. All the warfare we on face, you think I got off of Facebook? You kidding me? That's messing up my ministry. I use social media as a platform to reach souls, and I'm going to let two cowards run me off social media?
Come on.
Come on.
I'm going to let some sons of Belial, some ignorant fools, to interrupt what God told me to do? Come on now.
Jesus.
All right.
Jesus.
Who am I talking to
Thank
on today?
You, Lord.
You keep going until
Amen.
You hit the vein
Amen.
Of gold again. You keep going until you hit the vein of gold again. It may not happen automatically. You must take the necessary steps to move forward. Number two, your success is determined by your ability to stay motivated. Let me repeat that. Your, putting it on you, your success is determined by your putting it on you, ability to stay motivated. That's fine. I'm glad I can motivate you. I can say something that stirs you up. That's what we're here to do, inspire you, empower you. But after we hang up this call, it's up to you to stay motivated.
Jesus.
I'm not your personal
Amen.
Motivational
Hallelujah.
Person that you call every 5 minutes because you lost some type of motivation. Paul say, prayer, I lost motivation. Speak something to me. I can't be that to you. I can't talk
Amen.
To you. 10 times, 12 times a day. I can't do
yeah.
that. But you can take
yeah.
what I preached today. We've recorded it, and you can definitely listen back to the playback of this call over and over and over again. Use resources to keep you motivated, because it will happen. You will lose your mm-hmm. motivation. That day will come that you lose your incentive, your energy, and enthusiasm for your dreams, your goals, and even the relationship that matters. Motivation is possessing incentive and reward for pursuing a desired goal. I repeat that for note takers. You say, what is motivation? Motivation is possessing. Possessing is ownership. Motivation is possessing incentive and reward for pursuing a desired goal. You got to own it. You control your incentive. You control your reward. Motivation is your energy. Incentive, it is, I love this word, passion. Passion. Motivation is your passion or reward for specific conduct or behavior. The circumstances of your life may not change as much as you think, but it is your focus that requires the adjustment. You think, oh, I'll get motivated if I could just move here. I'll get motivated if I could just get $2,000. Oh, I'll get motivated if God could give me supernatural weight loss of 200 pounds. Then I'll be motivated. No, your situation may not change, but your focus, that requires the adjustment. God may not want to give you a 200-pound supernatural weight loss. So what do? Sit at home, twiddle your thumbs with your hand in a bag of chips and say, well, Lord, if you don't give it to me, I ain't going to do it. I don't care if I got diabetes. I don't care if I got high blood pressure. I don't care if I can't feel my leg half of the day. I'm losing circulation. I just need you to give me supernatural weight loss. What do you think is going to happen? God said, I've given you the power to obtain wealth. He's giving you the power to accomplish that which you need to accomplish.
Yes.
You may not be able to lose 200 pounds in 30 days, but you can lose 2 pounds.
My God. Yes, Lord.
You can take your hand out of that greasy bag of chips, put it in a wonderful whole grain, whole roasted almond, some steamed vegetables.
Amen.
You can do that. Instead of telling one, hey, John, Junior, Jesse, come and give me the remote. You can get your butt up and walk to the TV and turn the channel. You can burn some calories. You can walk around your complex. Instead of yelling for your children to get you everything, you can get it yourself. These are things that God is telling you. You possess your incentive. It's time for you to move. God may not want to give you the supernatural miracle. He may want you to figure it out yourself. Why? It's not because God is a bad God. He's a mean God. That mean old God. He wouldn't even give me a supernatural weight loss. That mean old God. He wouldn't even take my taste buds and make me crave vegetables. I'm still craving cookies. That mean God. No, it's not because he's mean. It's because he wants you to put forth some work. Why? So you can get a testimony, girl. So you can get a testimony, guy. So you can say, you know what? This is what I've done. Why am I able to even speak on health? Because I had to pull up my sleeves and do the work. I got spiritual sons and daughters that come to me all the time. They ask me about different things, different herbs, different natural things for your health, for flu, for cold, for hair growth, for all types of sickness. What are the foods that I need to be incorporating in my diet? I talk to them about it. Oh, wow, General April, you talk like that? Yes. Because the Bible says that he's concerned in 3 John 1 and 2 about my money, about my health, and about my spiritual development. We would not be correct and qualified teachers if we did not address your money, your health, and your spiritual development. I didn't know that.
Amen.
I thought
Amen.
That if I was in clergy, it was just Jesus, 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 Jesus. Pray, Jesus. Pray, read the Bible, read the Bible. Speak in my heavenly language, speak in my heavenly language. I thought that was all I could get from you. No, if you really are truly called by God, you learn about the whole spectrum of life.
Yes.
You take it back to the basics and say, this is what God wants out of your vessel. He wants you to stop and cut back on processed foods. It wasn't meant for you. It wasn't meant for you to digest in this way. We are, especially Americans, we are very heavily concentrated on processed foods. Everything is processed. So you may not go 100% organic, but it's the small choices that can make a difference in the longevity of our life or the quality of our life.
Amen.
Because if you're sick, if you're constipated, you got high sugar diabetes, high blood pressure, if you're losing circulation, how can God depend on your sickly vessel to take you on an 8, 9, 10-hour plane ride so that you can minister in another country? It'll kill you. You'll develop blood clots in your leg. God loved you so much, he said, listen, I had a plan for you, but because you're so sick, I'm not going to put you on a 10-hour flight, so you're going to stay right there locally until you learn how to appreciate your vessel. You have the reward and the incentive in your hand. Motivation is your energy. It's your passion. All you have to do is refocus your adjustment. You have to focus on your situation. View it differently. You may say, but I grew up, I'm going through a divorce, and I come from a broken home and all this other stuff. So what? Everybody has. Everybody got a sad story. If I went through each and every one of our callers, each and every one of you all would draw me to tears because everybody's been through something. Not to diminish what you've been through, but to let you know you're not uncommon. What makes you uncommon, hear this well, it's not uncommon that you've had warfare. What makes you uncommon is how you have conquered the warfare.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let that soak in. You've been raped. You've been molested. I can tell you about 20, 30, 40, 100 other women that's been raped and molested, and men too. That's not uncommon. But what makes you uncommon is how you've developed a strategy for other people to make it through. How you've endured with the right perception. You've kept your motivation and not giving up on God. So many people let what we've gone through, our lack of food, lack of money, homelessness, abuse, physical, verbal, and we get so discouraged that we lose focus and we lose our motivation, and then we start taking it personal. Oh, God, why me? Why me? Why me? And now we start saying, okay, God, well, since you want to pick on me, since you're picking on me, then I'm not going to serve you. You're losing out.
I'll never do that.
You became a sucker.
Never.
You became, you played right into the device of the enemy. He said,
yeah.
Look,
amen.
I've stolen your joy. I've stolen it. So now, good, come on to my side. So now you start working in divination. You start working through hatred and bitterness. And now when you used to be God's favorite worshiper, now you're coming against God's favorite worshipers. Now you want to be the one to raise hell and havoc. These are people that are operating out of hurt. That's why I said if you really, really, really love God, it's not hard to love. It's not hard to love people. I said that way in the beginning. If you really, really love God, study God, trust God, it's not hard to be obedient in his word.
Amen.
Because you'll begin to operate from a state of maturity, and you'll realize that these people that come against the ministry, some of you all have seen it, some of them they're trying, I mean, they've taken my picture, blown it up on their wall and called me witches. They had other witches throwing spells at me. Somebody called it. They say, Apostle A. Prell, do you know that you're being exploited on so-and-so page? I clicked on it. They had a big caption. If you see this lady, she's a witch, and let's curse her right now. And other people are seeing it. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I looked at that. I mean, that's what I tell you. Half of you all don't even know the warfare, I mean, the real warfare we go through.
Wow.
But I looked
Man,
at
that's
that.
Terrible.
And
that's
I laughed.
Bad.
I laughed. But get this. See, that warfare, that wasn't uncommon. There's plenty of other men and women of God who are being called witches and warlocks.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not something that is like, oh, that didn't astonish me.
Calling.
But what made me uncommon was my reaction. Oh, I didn't get mad. I didn't go on his wall and say, dear so-and-so, how dare you? According to the word of God, I laughed. I mean, it was a joy. And I said, God, I thank you. And you know what I spoke out loud? I said, what can man curse that God has deemed blessed?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
What can man curse that God has blessed? And I clicked off that page.
Hallelujah.
I don't even know. I was laughing so hard, tell you the truth, I don't even remember if I blocked the person or not. But I went on to rejoice, and I said, God, I thank you, because you told me the weapon would be formed, but you promised me it would not prosper.
Amen.
We need people with that type of faith. Sometimes we give too much to witchcraft and so much to all of these spooky-dooky spells and necromancers and all of that. You hold no power according to and up against the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
The only way it has power to infiltrate in your home is if you give fear to it, give too much attention, give too much acknowledgement to it. There are days, honestly, I don't even think about witchcraft unless somebody has come to me dealing with that type of problem. I actually forget about it. But you know why? That's been my strategy of success. I'm so focused on what God does for me, how I'm protected. I'm so busy talking to my angels in my home. I'm too busy hosting angels that come and visit me in my home. I'm too busy talking to the Holy Spirit. I'm too busy worshiping my Jehovah that I forget about all those other spirits. Because I'm protected. Matter of fact, I know for a fact that when witches try and send spirits to my home, those spirits get beat up by my angels.
Yes.
And the evil spirit goes back to its sender, that witch, wizard, warlock, and that spirit actually rebukes the wizard and says, don't you ever send me back to that home. I know that for a fact. I know that for a fact. So I sleep good every night. I don't give ear to it. I don't give attention to it. Because what can man curse that God has blessed?
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.